Every year, Americans literally throw out thousands of tons of perfectly good food. One Bellevue school decided to do something about it. Last year, they saved almost 4,000 pounds of food, the equivalent of a small elephant. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna visited Puesta del Sol Elementary School to find out how they did it.
The first group of students to eat lunch are the kindergartners. Today's menu, nachos with a side of carrots, oranges, and bananas. Kids don't always finish everything on their tray. Usually it's the fruit or milk. When that happens, there's a spot for that.
You can put it there.
6-year-old Grant Choi points to a small table in the middle of the lunchroom. There's a blue basket on it where the food's collected. His classmate, Koa Wilson, explains where the food goes next.
Then third graders put them into the white fridge over there that has the master lock.
There's a designated fridge in the corner of the cafeteria for all the uneaten food. Before the baskets of food go in, the school's green team sorts them out. Third graders Rachel Park, Sonali Coelho, Judith Prado, and Brooke Lell are part of the group that helps oversee the school's recycling program.
We always take the baskets of the food that hasn't been used and we put them in, we organize them.
And that includes quality control.
When people, like, sometimes they open it stuff, and then they put it in.
And they put it in the food bus bin and then we have to just throw it all away.
By the end of the week, a parent will volunteer to deliver the collected food to HopeLink, a local food bank. Puesta del Sol Elementary School started its food share program 4 years ago. One of the teachers noticed a lot of uneaten food was going to waste. Could the green team collect it and share with those in need? It sounds simple enough, but there were some hurdles, says Principal Jonathan Shearer.
So there's certainly some liability worries potentially around that. And so we wanted to make sure we did it in a safe and appropriate way as we presented the idea back to the district.
Then there were practical considerations like where to store the collection before it's transported to HopeLink. The school got a separate fridge for that.
It's actually donated by my parents. So we brought it over from their garage and it's been there ever since.
It helped that one of the parents at the school works for the EPA and has seen what some schools on the East Coast have done. That parent, Vicky Salazar, then approached the school district and the state to make sure their action was well within the law. Together, they developed the logistics for safely collecting, storing, and delivering the food. Finally, in April 2014, the program launched.
The kids were very excited about the program, so the first week they donated about 145 pounds of food.
HopeLink was very excited, too. The donations allowed them to stop rationing dairy, giving families unlimited access on most days. The single-serving items are also convenient for their homeless clients. The food share program has since expanded to 3 other elementary schools in the Bellevue School District.
As a country, we throw away about 73 billion pounds of food a year. And to put that into context, that's enough to kind of fill and overflow Husky Stadium every single day with that wasted food.
Salazar put together a toolkit for other schools who want to create a similar program. At Puesta del Sol, the program has not only educated students, it's brought a closer connection to their community.
I have one story where a child came to me and said, "Where's the food going?" And so I said, "Well, it's going to HopeLink." And their answer to me was, "That's great, we shop there."
The food that's saved today could be someone else's next meal. In Bellevue, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.